And we're joined in studio by new Giants offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo. And Coach, welcome. How
Great
are you?
Great to be here, Bob. Thanks.
So tell me, how did the whole process unfold for you to wind up as the new offensive coordinator of the Giants?
Well, unfortunately, our season in Green Bay came to an end. Suddenly, there's really only one happy team at the end of the season, and had an opportunity to come out here and talk to Coach Coughlin, and things went well, and the rest is history.
Did you know him at all through the intersections of the NFL as far as coaching networking?
No, prior to our initial phone call, I had not met Coach before.
All right, so you're a guy that grew up in Pennsylvania, so you're kind of back east. After all those years in Green Bay, what are some of the things that Giants fans should be looking for in your offense, some of the footprints that are really important in what you want to do offensively?
Well, you know, first things first is we're going to have an identity. We're going to play sound, smart, and tough, and we're going to be committed to discipline and poise. And that's where we're going to hang our hat. Fundamentals is going to be paramount. You know, each offensive system in the league is different. Each offensive system is really its own living, breathing organism. And it depends on what you feed it to what it looks like. And until, you know, our personnel and our roster is set, you know, it's going to be hard to give you a detailed picture of what, you know, the system and what the plays will look like on the field on Sunday. But at the same point in time, we're going to tell you this. We're going to play with good tempo, good energy. We're going to attack. But at the end of the day, we're going to rely on fundamentals.
All right. Working under Mike McCarthy, obviously he came from an offensive background. Coach Coughlin also from an offensive background. How important is that as an offensive coordinator when your head coach kind of speaks the same language and sort of understands what you're trying to do as a play caller?
Well, right now what we're doing is we're upstairs and we're going through, you know, the systems that we've been involved with in the past. And we're trying to mesh the two and at the same point in time lay the foundation and make sure, regardless of what the roster looks like and the personnel looks like on the offensive side of the ball, that we're going to be able to put a good product on the field.
Is one of the interesting dynamics of all this the language? Because a route in one system is called one thing, and maybe in another system it's the same route, but it's a different language. Is it literally like trying to learn French and then picking up Russian?
You know, football's football at the end of the day, and sometimes we make a bigger deal out of that than it really is. You know, whether it's a number, whether it's a concept, we're going to teach concepts here. Guys will pick it up pretty quickly. Each concept will have a word and have some type of signal that goes with it, whether it's visual or verbal. They'll be able to rely on it that way, and we'll move on from there.
All right, I'm not trying to bring up any bad memories for you, but you've been on the other side of some of Eli Manning's greatest performances, whether it was the 2007 NFC Championship game or the playoff game in 2011 or some of the regular season battles that you've had. When you look at him as a quarterback, what are some of the things that you see in him in which you know that you can get Eli Manning playing at that level that's made him a two-time Super Bowl MVP?
Well, you know, first things first. When you walk in the door here, you realize and you know that it's a class organization. Being able to work in a class organization with a head coach like Tom Coughlin is very exciting for me personally and my family. Two Super Bowl titles and a future Hall of Famer. And to have Eli Manning, you know, as the quarterback of the team is also exciting. Two-time Super Bowl champion, and he's in the prime of his career, and I do believe his best days are ahead of him.
Is it hard when you're going through all this stuff? Because we're in the very early stages of free agency, and there's the player evaluation for the draft coming up. So there's a lot of theater of the unknown for every team in the National Football League. Is it hard to get a vision of how the offense is going to fit with the New York Giants until you really know what the personnel is? Or is it really now just about installing a system?
Well, you need to build a foundation to where your system's flexible. And the system needs to be built on the players that are involved in the system. So, you know, the system that that I'm familiar with, the system that we're talking with from the Saints to the 49ers to the Packers, in the system here with the Giants, we're merging the two, and we're massaging out the finer points right now. But at the end of the day, it's about the Jimmys and Joes out there playing the game and getting those guys in position to be successful. It's about the players.
All right. So who are some of the great influences for you as a young coach coming up through the ranks and obviously in the National Football League?
Obviously, Mike McCarthy. We spent a decade together, learned a lot from him. He put a lot into the fact that he liked to develop coaches and players and gave me opportunities to grow. And I'll always be appreciative of that. But at the same point in time, you know, there have been a lot of coaches along the way and a lot of players along the way who've had an opportunity to take an interest in my career. And you can never pay them back for that, but you can always pay them forward.
You know, everybody talks about, you know, the rules that exist in the NFL and the proliferation of 300-yard passers and all these guys throwing for 4,000 and 5,000 yards. Is the general public and the media missing, though, the key component that a running game is absolutely instrumental in making it really work in order for a team to be successful in the long term? And you had that last year with the rookie Eddie Lacy in Green Bay, but having that running game as part of the offense, it can't just be one-dimensional, even though fantasy football says maybe otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you want to be a balanced offense. You want to have the threat to run it and to throw it out of each personnel group and out of each formation. You want to take what the defense gives you, but at the same point in time, you want to be able to run the ball or throw the ball on your own terms when you want to do it, when push comes to shove. And that's something that fits with our identity.
All right, I know it's the beginning of the process. You're just getting a feel for working with Coach Coughlin, and yet you hadn't worked with him in the past. What's the one thing about Coach Coughlin, now that you've gotten to know him a little bit, that surprised you?
I'll say this. You know, I always appreciate a good morning crew in the weight room, and he definitely gets everything off to a good start. You know, he's in early. He brings a lot of energy into the building, and he brought a lot of energy, you know, to the offensive room and to me personally, and I appreciate that.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck as the new offensive coordinator of the Giants, and I know Giants fans are excited to have you.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be here.
That's Ben McAdoo, the new offensive coordinator of the New York Giants, joining us here on Giants.com.